I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Ingrid Betancourt is free. Betancourt is the highest-profile hostage held for years by the leftist FARC rebels of Colombia. And today, the Colombian military announced it had rescued her, along with 14 other hostages held by the FARC. That includes three American contractors whose plane was shot down by the rebels. Colombia's defense minister, Juan Manuel Santos, told reporters about the rescue operation.
En una operación especial de inteligencia,
Santos said it was a special operation planned and carried out by Colombian military intelligence forces. Santos said the hostages are now safe and sound, and that those freed also included 11 members of Colombia's security forces. Alvaro Sierra is an editor for El Tiempo, a daily newspaper in Bogota. He says many in Colombia are already questioning the government's version of events.
We have a lot of questions here. That's the first thing that you have to say. Apparently, the military and the defense minister, Juan Manuel Santos, had said that it was a rescue. That they had infiltrated the FARC, convinced the guerrillas to take the hostages to a specific place, supposedly to hand them to Alfonso Cano, the commander, and the army sent a civilian helicopter, two civilian helicopters, one of which landed, and took the hostages to freedom. The first question is, it seems a bit difficult to trick the FARC in such an obvious way. So we have here the question, was it a rescue, which is possible? Did they infiltrate and trick the FARC, which is also possible but seems quite a bit complicated? Or perhaps would it be a kind of secret negotiation and the FARC handed back the hostages? All those three possibilities are possible, if you sorry me for the repetition, but we have any kind of information that could confirm any of it.
Right, and despite which of the three scenarios it sounds like it was carefully planned. What about the timing of this? Was it completely unexpected?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we are here in the middle of a kind of very serious political crisis between the Supreme Court and the president, which has called a referendum to legitimize his election in 2006. We have John McCain, the Republican candidate in Colombia. He's now in Colombia. And suddenly this explosive news comes in. So I think that it was not plan. It's difficult to plan these kind of things, but obviously it has some coincidences with things going on inside the country and with the visit of John McCain. You know that three of the freed hostages are American.
Remind us, if you would, briefly, Alvaro, about the high-profile individuals among these hostages, specifically Ingrid Betancourt and the three U.S. contractors.
But Ingrid has become a kind of symbol of hostage taking in Colombia, of kidnapping, as we call it here. She has been held for almost 6.5 years. She was kidnapped in February 2002. Her images, her last photograph, make the news in the world. She was pale and thin and starving, and it was really dramatic. France has made a point of honor, and President Sarkozy, of freeing her, and suddenly she's free. I mean, we haven't yet seen her. The helicopters are flying to a military base in central Colombia where they are supposed to land or have already landed in a few minutes. And with Ingrid free, the hostage taking of the FARC loses a lot of its political importance. I mean, it was the Trump card, the queen in the card of hostage taking of the FARC, and she's now free.
Alvaro Sierra, an editor at the daily news magazine El Tiempo in Bogota, thanks very much for your time. Greatly appreciate it.
Bye-bye, Marco. Thanks to you.